Time for Tea with Makita is a podcast about redefining self-care. It's about looking at every aspect of our life, from music, career, family, relationships, and everything in between. It's about spilling tea on those conversations that are sometimes hard to have. Well, we're not afraid to have those conversations right here. Join me as we spill tea on every conversation you ever thought about, dreamed about, or whispered about. Hey, y'all, it's definitely time for some tea. Have you ever wondered why, even when using the most expensive skincare creams and drinking tons of water, never quite clears up your skin? And at any moment, you can have the worst breakouts. Well, you're not alone in that thought. I've struggled with acne all my life, and even as an adult, I've been on this search, this quest to find the perfect skincare regimen that helps my skin not only look good, but feel good. And that's why I decided to bring in the guru and expert himself, Chris Gibson, to shed some light on how you can have healthy skin at any age, and what are some of the setbacks that kind of keep us stagnant from having that clear skin that we've all been looking for. Well, Chris breaks down three things that you should be doing each and every day, and some of the benefits, and how, not only that, how your environment and what you're putting in your body, even things that may have been happening in the past, like antibiotic use. Yes, exactly. How all of those things contribute to our skin health, and how you can start doing something about it right now. Dive in as Chris spills some amazing hot tea on how you can have the skin you've always wanted, no matter your age. Hello, my friends, and welcome back. It is time for tea, and I'm your host, Makita. I want to thank you for sharing your time, your space, and your energy with me today. So today I am spilling some hot tea with Chris Gibson, and we're talking about all things skincare and how your lifestyle could be affecting your skin health. So Chris, thank you for coming on and spilling some tea.
Anytime.
So I know you have, skincare is nothing new for you, but before we dive into all the tea on skincare, can you tell us three words you would use to describe who you are?
That's hard. I'm trying to think of what would apply all the time. Determined, consistent, and straightforward.
I love that. And you can definitely see the determined and consistency.
Was good. I would have added discipline, but you know, determined and disciplined, kind of the same thing.
Yeah, and sometimes it depends on the day of the week for me.
That's same for everybody. Yeah, that's for everybody.
I really am. Yes. So I know, like I said in the beginning, skincare is nothing new for you. But what was your journey like? Like, how did you get into that aspect?
Just like for a lot of people, for things you end up having a passion for, when it comes to health and wellness, it's usually you're overcoming something. So I had, you know, skin issues very early on, acne problems. And so none of the traditional things for the dermatologists worked for me. So I was one of those people that, hey, I got a little bit better, but it never went away type of thing. And even when Accutane came out in the 80s, which they still give to people, it helped a little bit, but it didn't get rid of anything. So I ended up having to figure it out on my own. In my early 20s, which I did, I figured, you know, the pieces of what triggered my problems with skin had to do with my diet, antibiotic use, you know, and a child in the 60s and 70s with tonsillitis and things like that, you had heavy rounds of antibiotics. You pretty much got antibiotics for anything back then. So that being said, killed out the good bacteria. And so, you know, you have imbalance in your intestinal system, your digestive system, you have more yeast, more sensitivity of your immune bacteria. even on your skin. So there were a lot of things that I learned from that process. And as far as being public with it and it being what I do, that sort of happened slowly because I had a traditional sort of life in the corporate world. But I was always helping people with this issue when it would come up because it was part of my story. So I didn't really try to hide it. But we wrote a booklet on it in early 2004 because at the time I had started a business to help businesses learn how to market online after the dot-com bust, which seems like a really long time ago, but it wasn't so far ago.
It really wasn't.
And met my business partner had been remote. So we said, if we're going to do this seriously, you should come, you know, we should meet. And I met his fiance at the time, and she was very interested in how I looked the way I did at 40. So that got that conversation sort of got, I've always walked this certain walk with well, all of this stuff. And so we decided, or she decided I should write a booklet on it. So I did, thinking, you know, whatever, if people want to read that, it'd be interesting to see how it does. And Amazon was not selling ebooks yet. So it was on ClickBank. And it just went crazy. Like the next day there were like hundreds of sales of this little booklet. So the booklet became a paperback, then the paperback became a hardcover, and then it got picked up by a TV producer that had skincare issues just like I'd had in her 40s, and she had me come on television, and that sort of just turned on that whole engine, and suddenly I was in the skincare business with a book. And, you know, so it became the main thing for me. I'd already studied nutrition and aesthetics and all of that. I'd always learned about those things and studied them for my own benefit, really not to have clients so much. But over that 10, 15 years where the book was really popular and I was doing a lot of television, I did all of that. And so I took a break from it after the big recession in 2008 and 2009. And, you know, we all have, it seems like everybody has that period in their life where just things are just weird. My mom passed away in that period. The business environment was terrible. People didn't have discretionary income, so I wasn't selling products anymore. I just decided to sell it all and move to Florida and sit on the beach for a while. And worked with clients kind of one-on-one. And then I decided in 2018, I think I want to do something new, but I don't want to do a new book yet. I don't want to do television. Because I had done that for 4 years. And while it was a wonderful experience and a blessing in so many ways, it was hard. It was hard work. So I decided to test out my YouTube channel, which was at that time just a bunch of clips from television. I would take the clips from the TV shows, put them on YouTube so that we could put them on the website and stuff. So I did a video on skin cancer causing ingredients and sunscreens, because the thing had just come out that year about banning them in Hawaii and Australia and here in Florida and Key West because of the damage it was doing to the coral reef system. Some of those chemicals, octinoxate, oxybenzone, avobenzone. I thought, if I put this out and it does well, then I know I'm still relevant. So it did all right. You know, for YouTube, for someone who was not a YouTuber, I did all right. So I stuck with it and did some vlogging on my journey with intermittent fasting because I had put on a little bit of weight sitting on the beach, and talked about still help with acne, holistic approaches to health, everything from moles, skin tags, acne issues, eczema, psoriasis, all of those things, the holistic approaches that you could use. Which they did okay, but it was when I started talking about anti-aging and the fact that I'm almost 60, people really paid attention. That got a lot of attention on YouTube because people thought either I was faking it, lying, or, you know, I need to put my license I'm not putting my personal information on the internet. So anyway, we got through that phase.
Well, hold on. Time, you're almost 60 in real life?
Pushing 60 and still talking about skincare. Yeah, so I mean, I've walked my, again, very disciplined, consistent, determined, and straightforward
Yeah.
You know, and I formulated a couple of skincare lines. So I know a lot about ingredients, and it's something that I live every day. So I do what I live every day now as a YouTuber, which kind of puts me in a weird, in a great space for me, because I'm the only guy really in the over 50 set talking anti-aging, other than maybe a plastic surgeon or two that are on YouTube. It's mostly ladies, and they do fashion and makeup and all the things that go with being over 50. But my audience is half men, routinely. It floats a little bit depending on what type of content I'm doing. And I still have my 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, still people from, so I have this really eclectic, strange mix of, viewers, but it's great because the younger people are learning what I learned when I was that age, which is very helpful to them. There's a lot of interest in that, believe it or not. And then, of course, I'm helping people that didn't take care of their skin so well. And I talk about, you know, what can you do? And I'm going to be doing a series with a local plastic surgeon that's very like-minded about how much is too much and when is it necessary, and, you know, for when you can only get topicals to go so far. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. So, and then all the new technology for skin, the red light therapies, RF therapy, home devices where you can do EMS, things that you used to have to come to someone licensed, someone like me, to provide that service. You can microneedle at home. There's just so much of it. So there's so much to talk about. So really good. I'm really excited about it. It's never boring, you know, and then I try to wrap in nutrition and fitness and supplementation and those things to help round out the whole plan of how are you going to age gracefully and feel good and still look good. So I'm not really trying to roll people's age back to 20. You know, most of the people that follow me, I don't think they want to look like some of the celebrities we see that are really pushing the envelope, like Madonna, you know. So, and I talk about how to avoid that happening to you, because the sooner you start using Botox, the less longevity you're going to get out of it. So those techniques work for a while, but anytime you're freezing a muscle, it shrinks. So you end up with saggy, you know, you end up with issues, and you still end up with a facelift. So I try to help people do everything possible that we know you can do to look good and healthy. I don't have any work done. I don't use Botox. I do what I talk about on the channel. I get a deep skin pill once a quarter to take the old skin off. And we use sunscreen, and I'm very, very consistent in my product use. And I have devices as well, which has really, I think, made a big difference. Red light therapy masks that I use, RF therapy. So I get to do a lot of this stuff at home that I would have to go. In the past, you would have to go to see someone, pay to have that done. So you can actually have those devices at home. So it's interesting how it's all come together, you know, and where I'm,
Now, I just wish my younger self would have known what I know now when it comes, well, a little bit of what I know now when it comes to skincare, especially, I think the, you know, what are you putting in your body also, you know, comes out on your skin. And, you know, I think I was watching one of your YouTube videos, and you talked about sunscreen and how people, you know, feel like, oh, I don't use sunscreen, I'm getting the vitamin D, and how important vitamin D is for the skin. And, you know, that those nourishments, you know, help your skin in so many different ways.
Yeah. I attribute to being where I'm at now, I attribute it to, you know, people want to say genetics, but my genetics were not toward healthy skin. I was already having issues at 11. So it really was the consistency with which I handled my diet. I did a lot of fasting when I was in my 20s because that was the way to cleanse. Now I do intermittent fasting, kind of got me back on track with diet, with weight and how well I feel, because autophagy is such an important process in the body. And when we're out of sync, when we're tired, we're not getting enough rest, when we're not eating well, and we're not providing the nutrition that our body needs to take out the trash, which is what that process is, that's when things start to break down and slow down and become a problem. So, and then there's topical things. I knew to use glycolic acid to keep the skin cells turning over, and sunscreen, of course. Mm-hmm. Obviously, and then of course the deep peels to give my skin a reset. Because as we get older, that whole process of skin cells sloughing off slows down. So, you know, the only way to address that's really exfoliation. So if, you know, I'm a big believer in that, like Pharrell, who's 50 now, right? 49. He looks amazing. He tells people, I exfoliate.
Yeah.
I'm taking skin off somewhere all the time. So really, that's an important thing that gets missed a lot in skincare. And I'm not talking about using scrubs, because those can do a lot more damage. Humans tend to overdo things. So I try to stay away from uncontrolled things that you do, because it's like microneedling. It works really, really well, but I'm always a little hesitant for people to do that at home, because there's a tendency more is better sort of thing, or deeper or harder is going to produce better results. And that's not the case with a lot of these type of therapies. It's sort of the same thing when people go in and get too much Botox and have frozen face, or too much fillers and their face looks ridiculous. You know, so what you want is enhancement, not, you don't want to look like somebody different than who you are. So it's a fine line between trying to say, okay, you can do these things. I really like the non-invasive therapies like RF and red light, because it's hard to abuse those, you know, and the machines are typically designed to shut off when they're supposed to shut off, so that you know you're done, you know, but it also, all of this creates a conundrum for a lot of people. It's confusing. What should I be doing? When should I be doing it? What should I be using? How do I know it's working for me?
Where should I start?
I try to answer all that stuff. And I can be a little repetitive in the videos, because as the channel is growing so quickly, there are a whole set every month. There's 5,000 to 10,000 people that didn't see that stuff. So I have to somehow stick, you know, kind of bring some of that forward, because it's the basis. And there's a lot of false premise out there with skincare, where the skincare industry has allowed itself to say things in ways that would lead you to believe certain results would be almost immediate, when that's usually not the truth.
What's the biggest one you think that you've heard that most people like come to you with?
Facelift in a bottle. That one's like,
overnight.
There is nothing in a bottle that's going to give you your facelift overnight. You know, that's, you know, and I'm from the, I got accused of that, acne free in 3 days, but the premise and the basis of that was true. I took food out of my diet for I fasted for 3 days and I had no more acne. That happened. Yeah. So, you know, there's a big difference between something like that and then saying that a product is going to provide a certain result overnight. It's not to say, you know, when it comes to skincare, the thing that you're going to see the most result out of the fastest, perhaps overnight, is hydration. So if you're using a really good hydrating night mask that has a lot of hydration components to it, when you rinse it off in the morning, because your skin has had a whole night's worth of that, yeah, you will see some difference. Things like frownies, which I talk about, are the silicone patches that you sleep with that hold the skin, like external Botox.
Yeah.
Still, and help lift up those. You are going to see a difference the next day. That kind of stuff will work. But putting on a cream and getting a facelift out of it, that does not happen. You know, putting on a cream, which is kind of scary, and having no more dark discoloration overnight is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, skin is very slow. Just think about how long it takes for a sore to heal.
Yeah.
It heals, skin knows it, but it takes, skin cells form and then move forward. So I always make jokes. What you see is old news. Sometimes it's really old news.
Mm-hmm.
But what you see on the outside is a product of where you've been, not where you necessarily are. So as you do these therapies and you get a good skin in place and you're very consistent with it, over 30, 60, 90 days, you start to see a big difference. Within a year, you start to see an even bigger difference, especially when we're talking about retinol products, tretinoin, even over-the-counter retinols. Those take a lot of time to provide results, but they do provide results, really good ones, if you're consistent with them and can tolerate them, because not everybody can. So,
and that also, you know, leads me to like the facials, you know, how effective or how, like, you know, is it, should you be getting the facial every month or, you know, I had a friend of mine that actually went and got a facial and they were like, they did some like an anti-aging and they were like, I'm going to put this cream on tonight and tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm just going to have like, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's how it works, but look.
Yeah, these facials, professional facials like the HydraFacial,
mm-hmm.
Which is a deeply hydrating, it's an exfoliation and deeply hydrating facial. If you go in and have diamond therapy or some sort of laser therapy, you're going to see a pretty immediate difference. Skin peels, pretty immediate. But your skin has to heal from them. So it's not like you can run out. I mean, there's some downtime with a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
Alt therapy, ultrasound therapies, red light therapies. You know, within a few weeks, you can see these are in-office treatments sometimes at that level. You'll see some. The HydraFacial, probably out of all of them, is going to be the one that you see the most change in your skin texture and. So we have to kind of break skincare into two components. A facelift would lift and tighten the skin and pull out the wrinkles, but it doesn't change the texture, does nothing for hyperpigmentation or age spots. So all it does is lift the skin. So you still have to do something about the surface of your skin. So I always approach the surface first, because I think once you get where you're happy with those issues or happier, then your mind, what you want to have done is a little bit different. Your expectations are probably a lot more reasonable, you know, than a filler to fill out what didn't get taken care of. That makes some sense because you're using less invasive therapies for your skin. And, you know, the other thing I tell people is, you know, once you go there, it's unlikely you're going to want to stop doing them.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about the expense over the long run. Are you prepared to pay, you know, $400 or $500 a year for fillers? Are you prepared to pay $1,000 a year for Botox treatments? Are you prepared to pay, you know, the skin peels I do are $150, $200 every quarter. That's $800. You know, you got to think about what your long-term investment is going to do. Nobody wants to do that and get results and then not keep it up.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the thing. What are you going to do that for a while and not do it anymore? So I really try to steer people into things that are effective that they can do at home, to get them to a certain point. And then if they're still not happy, which many are,
mm-hmm.
the fact that their skin texture looks so much better, because that's what really makes people, it's not so much lines and wrinkles, but it's sagginess, crepiness, discolorations, kind of dull looking skin is what really makes a person's skin look older. Whereas, you know, some crow's feet, people have those. I tell people nasal label lines. So go back and look at your high school pictures. A lot of this stuff is genetic. You had them then.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't hate them the way you do now because the rest of your skin looks so youthful and fresh. So it just was part of how your face works. People forget that stuff. I did not have crow's feet in high school. I did not have lines when I smiled. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Go back and look. And they'll go back and go, oh, I did have that. Because they were dynamic lines. Everybody has those. What happens is we get older, they become static lines and they'll go away. So mm-hmm. a lot of the skincare surface treatments that you can do help those static wrinkles relax and not be so apparent anymore. And then people are really happy. But if they're not, then they can go in and they're in a better place to make the decision about what kind of treatment they want.
Do you find that most people have to really work on their diet in this a lot more? And be
I wish they would. it is helpful. Skin kills, you know, all cells in the body you're creating either healthier cells to replace the older ones or you're not. And so study after study has come out. There was one last October a year ago called a Health Got Study, the last part of that, GOTT. And they took sedentary individuals, 52 to 75, and gave them a better diet gave them some activity, 20 minutes of moderate activity a day. This is not jogging. This is not, you know, marathons. This is some swimming, maybe dancing, like some walking, you know, whatever they could get them to do. And they were able to roll back their biological age by 3 years and 8 weeks. So the chronological age might have been 55, but you rolled it back to 52. So that's just in 8 weeks. So as people maintain that and improve their health, their skin obviously improves. I mean, that's just, you know, it's just a given. And the, conversely, people who are over addicted to exercise, their skin ages. So there is a balance there. You know, a lot of athletes, the lean and mean types that keep that up, you know, and don't bring it down to some sort of moderate level, they tend to look older, you know. That's, they also out usually outdoors, that's some sun damage. So, you know, there's a balance there. You want to feel good and you want to get your body at an optimum level. You want to maximize that. And of course, supplementation, I talk about that all the time. Vitamin K2, D3, very important, especially for the ladies, because it helps the body manage calcium distribution correctly so that it doesn't end up in your arteries. And it ends up in the bones and the cartilage and the collagen where it belongs. So having a good diet that's balanced, you don't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be vegetarian even. But a Mediterranean-style diet with healthier oils, lean meats, fish, lots of leafy greens because of the minerals that you need, can really make a difference.
I see that. I mentioned that because my daughter, she was told, like, you know, a lot of your skin issues is because of, you know, how you eat, and she's younger. And she went on this, like, this 2-week cleanse, and her skin immediately, like, cleaned up. The dark spots went away.
Yeah. That's what,
and then she was like, oh, I'm better and back to it.
And then it comes back.
And then it comes back. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does make a big difference. You know, I tell people I eat a banana every morning, just about a grapefruit. I have standard things, avocado, I eat a lot of that. That doesn't mean that if I'm out somewhere and I want a piece of cheesecake, I don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not something I eat every day. You know, my daily food choices are, you know, lean proteins. I have a keto style cereal that I eat that's high fiber, no sugar. Mm-hmm. I'm very big on low sugar. The sugar is the big problem for most people, mm-hmm. in that it, you know, too much sugar. We know about diabetes. We don't have to go into that. But beyond that, it creates a problem when there's too much sugar in the body for it to handle glycation. It becomes an oxidant and it actually damages your cell walls. We know that it weakens and slows collagen production, and it weakens fibroblasts and the fibrous parts of your skin that keep it from being saggy, you know, and plump and nice like we want our skin to stay. So the part for me has been that low sugar, no sugar bent, if you will, because of my acne problems, or when it just became a habit. I don't eat a lot of sweets. Doesn't mean I won't have one if I want that. I mean, this is the first summer I have ever gone and not had ice cream, which I'm finding fascinating. I just haven't craved it. Usually it's so hot in Florida. Usually the ice cream is like,
yeah.
You know, and I go down, I have my Shamrock Shake, but I have a Shamrock Shake. I don't have one every day for the month of March.
Yes.
You know, I have, that's one of my favorite things. So it's not that I don't get to enjoy stuff. I just, if you were to look at my choices, my daily choices, it's very much the same. I mean, salads, I'm fortunate that I like salads, but I change them up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if we go to a restaurant, I have wine, I have the pasta, and it doesn't impact me because it's one day out of many.
Yeah. I love that. Mostly, so it's just really balance and making sure that you're aware of what you're putting in your body. And
lots of water.
Yeah.
You know, lots, making sure you get enough fluid, and not just like not from juices, but actual water is very important.
It is.
Because dehydration is a big problem for a lot of people, and they don't even know.
It really, really, really is. It really, really is. Yeah. Drinking water will do so much for your skin.
You should sip water, you know, instead of trying. Yeah, I tell you, instead of trying to get that 5, 8, 10 glasses of water.
Mm-hmm.
That depending on who you listen to, they tell you to get. It's better to just have it nearby mm-hmm. where you sip on it. You know, or iced tea. Teas are fine. But having some liquid that is going to help keep you hydrated throughout the day. And that's going to make a big difference in the way your skin looks, especially when you wake up in the morning. Yeah, we've all had those nights out where we came in and we're super dehydrated the next day and looked in the mirror and go, what the hell happened to me?
Yes.
You know, all your friends are going, late night? you know, with the lymph fluids all under the yeah. So yeah. Hydration is become a very important. In fact, I drink Pedialyte off and on now throughout the week just to make sure I have something in there that's I know has the electrolytes, and because it's for, we sweat here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's just warm. So you're outside 10 minutes, you're sweating. You're in the house, even though it's cooler, it's still that radiant heat. So I try to make sure, I'm very mindful this summer. Maybe why I haven't craved ice cream. I have been very mindful of being hydrated. It's been like a point of focus for me to make sure that I'd rather be overhydrated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you're out and about, even at night here, it's 80 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, people have this summer lost their dogs to heat exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard lesson to learn. The dog gets hot, dehydrated and overheated. So people do the same thing. And, you know, we can run in and get an air conditioner and recover pretty quickly. But I know from medical professionals that I'm friends with, almost without exception, when people come into the emergency mm-hmm. with anything going on, the first thing they notice yep. is that they're dehydrated. So they get an IV just to get their hydration back where it needs to be so that they can look at the other symptoms or whatever they have going on. That mm-hmm. says a lot, you know?
I like the fact that you mentioned the electrolytes, because I was just having a conversation with my husband and we were talking about drinking, you know, water. And I was like, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with water, but, you know, make sure you're getting some electrolytes there because you're sweating like everything out. So, you know, be mindful yeah. that you're replacing that back into your body.
Yeah. It makes a big difference. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And in how you feel. I mean, you're going to feel a lot better too.
Yes, you will. So first of all, I just want to thank you for just sharing your space and your time, but tell my listeners where they can connect with you. Where can they follow you?
Sure. The easiest way to find me is on YouTube, Chris Gibson. You type it in, or the channel name is Chris Gibson Live. But if you just put my name in, it comes up, because I have like 600 videos. Also under each video in the description are all of my social media links,
mm-hmm.
but I'm pretty easy to find. I'm on TikTok now, Skincare with Chris. Really well. So I take my long form videos and make them into very short tip videos. So if you're a person that likes really short
mm-hmm.
and to the point, like in a minute, TikTok's a really good place to go look at those, because we're taking the best of the best and doing those. But YouTube, everything is structured where you can find it in a playlist. And then I have a blog called Skin So Fabulous, and that's easy. I just type Skin So Fabulous in it, and I'm the only one who chose that name, interestingly. So it comes right up. And the blog is great because it's free, and it really takes everything by topic and sorts everything. So you can go to a specific topic. There are courses on there. By courses, I mean a questionnaire you can fill out that will tell you what your skin type is and what type of products you should use.
Mm.
If you have acne issues, it does the same. I have one for that too. And people can direct message me on the blog, and I do answer those directly. So I can't get to everybody's comment on YouTube anymore.
Yeah.
It's too many.
Wow.
So 164,000 subscribers. So some of those videos have thousands of comments and I catch them all. But if people go over to the blog, and that link is there too, it's the first one actually, usually on the description, then they can converse with me and other people.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can talk to each other on that network. So if I don't get to answer something, other people usually do. So it's really great.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I just have one last question that I ask each and every guest. Sure. When it comes to living life unapologetically, how would you define that?
I could be smart and go, don't apologize.
There you go.
Just don't apologize. I think that we have to give up the idea that we can control what someone else does or what they think. And I think when you unhook yourself, when you let people off the hook, you can be surprised at how their behavior changes, because it's that pull. We see that in society right now. There's so much pushing against and pulling instead of allowing people to, because when you allow people not to be defensive, they tend to come to their senses. Things tend to shake out and there's more common middle ground. So I don't apologize for who you are, but I think letting yourself off the hook of trying to take personally how other people are behaving. I look at it this way. No one can tell me in my head, but me, what I'm thinking. Mm. So how could I think someone else could know? And no one's going to convince me typically otherwise of what my experience has been. So I sort of have to ferret that out on my own. So by letting go of that, it's a much freer life, mm-hmm. much easier to sift and sort through things. Sort of that law of attraction sort of stuff. But it is, I really have found that as I've gotten older. So this is someone speaking that's almost 60. At the end of the day, you can't control what people do anyway.
No.
You really can't. And it's this idea that you can that gets everybody into trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, I think most people are really good people and they just want to be happy. That's really what people want. And then if you can just let your immediate circle off the hook, you're going to feel like so you do it for you. You know, they're going to do what they want to do. So I found that it that has made a big difference in my stress level. And especially with YouTube, can you imagine? I don't take any of that. There are people that 99.9% of the people on YouTube are awesome. The comments, they're helpful. They don't bully. But I have that one occasionally. Mm-hmm. And I just delete them. I'm like, yeah, that's your choice. It's fine. I'm not going to try to convince you. It's like the age thing I was talking about. I could have been all defensive. And I'm like, well, you don't have to believe that if you don't want to. You can Google it and find out really easily. But I'm just going to move on.
Yeah.
My favorite one now is that started when I was 56. My favorite answer to those when they happen now is, well, I'm 58 now. And then I do the little the little emoji that's like that one. So because now they'll see that, they go 56. You know, 56. So no, I'm not. I'm 50. You're right. I'm 58 now. And I go,
yeah.
And normally they come back. Most of them come back and go, wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not being, not letting that stuff get under your skin.
There you go.
You do got to do what's take care of you.
Mm-hmm. You do. You have to.
Or there's no, if you don't, you don't have anything to give anybody.
No.
I mean, I'm living proof of that. I'm able to do what I do on YouTube 100% because I take care of myself. So I know what people run into and I know what's confusing and I know what ingredients do. And so it makes it help. I think it makes it helpful. I hope it does to most of the people who follow me. They learn, and the feedback I get is that they take responsibility for their skin and their health, and it's better. So that's good. I over answered that question.
No, you didn't. You didn't. I loved your answer. It was really great. Thank you so much for just coming on and just sharing.
Sure. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you. All right, you guys, it is time for some key takeaways. And that was some amazing juicy high tea that was being spilled. I love the fact that Chris talked about the importance of consistency, because if you're like me, you want it now and you want to see those results fast, but it's so important to be patient, to just continue to be consistent. The results will come. And I love the fact that he really touched on how lifestyle choices can affect our skin health and the importance of nutrition and skincare. I think they go hand in hand. I want you to understand that when it comes to taking care of your skin, no matter your age, you can have the skin that you've always wanted. I think sometimes we want to look like the cover models, or we want to look like our favorite celebrity. But the truth is, we should just be looking like ourselves. And having healthy skin, we all want that. But understanding that you have to make some lifestyle changes. You have to make some nutritional changes. There are some things that, you know, you have to remember that there has to be a little give and take if you want the skin that is radiant, you can have healthy skin. And you can start taking the steps you need today to start having the skin that you are proud of. So just remember that a little lifestyle changes, a little tweaking your nutrition, and being consistent can definitely start giving you the results that you want. All right, you guys, that is all the tea that I have to spill today. Don't forget to join me next Tuesday as we spill some more delicious hot tea. Until next time, namaste.